sides of the same storm. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Both sides severe, spawning tornadoes in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, where a mother and child were killed, and where the threat isn't over, with tornado watches stretching from the Baton Rouge area into Mississippi and Alabama.
There's a lot of people here across I-20, across I-10, and this is going to go on for about the next 5 to 6 hours.
Fox Chief Meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, the northern side of the storm bringing more blizzard warnings.
And this is all a really slow-moving storm, so we've got about another 2 days of snow to fall here across parts of the northern plains. Along with that, really windy, so be very careful here. Very dangerous situation going on, especially across parts of Nebraska and parts of South Dakota.
Up to another foot of snow possible across the Dakotas into Minnesota and Wisconsin. House Republican leaders are objecting to a long-term spending bill just a few weeks before the new Congress is sworn in with a Republican House majority.
The Democrats have been in power. They've had the House, the Senate, and the presidency. They did not do their work. But they should not jam us now. They should not jam the American public. We cannot afford it.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy hopes to become House Speaker in January when Republicans could have more leverage over spending priorities. But Democrats are warning that could mean cuts to a wide variety of programs. Current funding runs out Friday, so a one-week bill may be needed to avoid a government shutdown while talks on longer-term funding continue. A Fox News alert now as the Fed makes a smaller rate hike, half a point, which was widely expected after four aggressive three-quarter point hikes. The Fed chief has already said the inflation fight isn't over. The central bank could signal it plans more hikes next year than previously forecast. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
One person hospitalized after a shooting at an Amazon warehouse in Arizona. Police in Chandler say it's not an active shooter situation. There's no ongoing danger to the community, but no other details yet. General Motors expands a recall announced last month.
The GM recall now covers more than 825,000 cars and SUVs in the U.S. and Canada with daytime running lights that may not turn off when the headlights are on. That can cause dangerous glare for other drivers. The company says software needs to be updated, and owners will be notified by letter next month. The recall covers some 2022 and 2023 Cadillac Escalades, Chevy Silverado 1500s, Suburbans, and Tahoes, GMC Sierra 1500s, and Yukon SUVs. Also included, Cadillac CT4S and CT5Ss going back to 2020, and Buick Envisions from 2021 to 2023. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Iran has kicked off the UN Commission on the Status of Women. Vice President Kamala Harris calling today's vote a victory for protesters in Iran, sending a message the world is listening. The mass protests follow the death of a woman in police custody. The other half of the World Cup final is about to be decided, kicking off at this hour in Qatar.
Morocco playing France in the last semifinal match today. It's the first ever African and Middle East country to make the semifinals. And the 98% Muslim country is a former colony of France. Many Moroccans have family in France and Europe. The team already beat Spain and Portugal. Morocco also a colony of both at different times in the past. The last match Morocco won, there were celebrations in Europe, some of which turned into violent riots.
Fox's Greg Palcott. France is the defending World Cup champion. The winner will face Argentina for the title. Recapping the Fed's rate hike decision, a smaller increase of half a point this time instead of three quarters. It's the seventh rate hike this year. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.